Lagos, the commercial capital of Nigeria, is one of the largest cities in the world. It's home to more than 12 million people, and visitors say it has some of the world's worst traffic jams. One man has created a system for getting the traffic from point A to point B in Lagos by using some pretty sharp moves and a smile. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Corporal James Akpama shows up at work every morning promptly at 7. He then spends the rest of the day waving at drivers.
My brother, how now?
Everything good?
Yeah.
Good
morning. So see you.
Carry on.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Akpama is a traffic warden. He stands at the center of the city's busy Abolende Junction, dressed in a sharp orange uniform with white sleeves topped by a black beret. But it's his bright white gloves that catch your eye first.
Morning.
Akpama's hands are constantly moving. Each passing car gets a flutter, a point, and then a salute, often followed by a smart click of the heels and a great big smile. Altogether, it looks like some kind of parade ground maneuver, performed with flair and rhythm reminiscent of Michael Jackson. In fact, locals like Secretary Isaiah Tontoya, who works next door to the junction, have nicknamed Akpama the dancing traffic cop.
You see, hands are moving. The body moves, head, every part of his body works as the traffic moves.
It's Akpama's style and his unmistakable enthusiasm for the job that have won him community awards, as well as the respect and admiration of this city's temperamental residents, people like this taxi driver named Mashal.
And he's walking properly, with careful. Yeah, people listen to him and people obey him.
Standing on baking asphalt under the tropical sun, Akpama compares controlling traffic to refereeing a soccer game. Only in this game, he says, there's no ball.
Where's the ball?
Around him zoom the slick BMWs of Nigeria's elite, as well as battered yellow passenger vans called Danfos, and finally Akadas, the little moped taxis that buzz dangerously close to the larger vehicles. All too often, these all come together to create monstrous traffic jams, which Lagosians call go-slows. And that's when the chaos really begins, when drivers switch lanes into busy oncoming traffic to get around the holdups. A lawyer named Jennifer says Akpama's got one of the hardest jobs in Lagos.
You see, because for a long time you haven't had traffic lights working, so you don't have people regulate themselves. And everybody thinks they're important, so they don't see why they should wait. So it's difficult. But he seems to achieve it because he keeps an attitude that allows you go on.
A nurse named Stella says Akpama's smile brightens her day every morning as she walks to work.
Look at what he's doing. He's smiling, he's waving at them. He's happy, he makes people feel normal, so he's all right.
Asked how he keeps his spirits up from day to day, Akpama just says he's proud of his job.
It's my work. I must be proud of it. I'm employed by the Nigerian police, and I'm doing the work for the people. I must be proud of the work.
The man many residents call the best traffic warden in Lagos confesses to one secret that may surprise his fans. Though he's been directing traffic for 20 years, Akpama still doesn't know how to drive. He says driving lessons will have to wait until he can afford to buy his own car. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.